The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guests are Dr. Jerry Sanders, superintendent. We also have high school principal Dirk Ackerman and Matt Irwin, assistant superintendent. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Jerry, let me turn to you. Wowee. We're closing up another year. I don't know where the time goes, but we have another class of graduates who will be on their way pursuing a future life career for themselves in a host of directions. But let me ask you this. Can you give me kind of an across-the-board summary of highlights of RBB successes associated with the school year of 2021-22?
Absolutely. We are not defined by COVID or the pandemic. Despite those challenges, RBB has achieved a lot this school year. I will say, though, that persevering through COVID and the fact that we were able to stay in person the entire school year was a great accomplishment. Our students need to be in school. They need to have that face-to-face instruction. And we had to work hard to get that done this year. But thanks to the whole team, we were able to finish the school year in person. We were finally able to ditch the masks and be able to see our faces. And that it was such an important accomplishment in itself. We spent a lot of the 2021-2022 school year identifying and trying to address the learning gaps that came about from the pandemic. We were able to get some meaningful data on where our students are academically. And so as we go into the 2022-2023 school year, our teachers will have important information on where our students are so we could guide our instruction accordingly. We continued in 21-22 to expand our innovative learning opportunities through Ready Schools. The Innovative Learning Center at the high school opened up, and they're just started to get things going with teachers and students coming down to use the design labs and the media production labs. The coffee shop had a very successful soft opening. We are expanding internship programs, making more and more partners with our local businesses so that our students can get out there in a real life, hands-on internship opportunities to learn about what it means to work for a certain company. We started out a few years ago with robotics at the junior high. And this year we were able to have a robotics team at Edgewood High School. So there's just so much we've been able to accomplish this year. We've been able to move into our new preschool facility that is such a state-of-the-art facility for our preschoolers. You know, I always say that kindergarten is the biggest race of our students' lives, and to get off on the right track by being able to attend a quality preschool means so much to starting that big race with just the opportunity to have all the tools and knowledge necessary to be successful.
I think that, yes, the years go by fast and you have to deal with the challenges as they come. You know, having spoken with you both on and off mic, I would say you have really persevered through this whole virus thing. I love the ditch the mask message. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. And I must say this. I recently visited with your students and instructors in the media production area. And you have some fine students, some motivated students, and some already skilled students. And I could tell from the quality of the questions they were asking. And I thoroughly enjoyed the visit and the time I spent with your students and teachers. And I just want to put that out there so our listeners know you can be proud of what's going on in the media production area.
And Gary, I just want to thank you personally for coming and meeting with our students, and that means a lot, your message about the quality of students that we have. I totally agree that our students are so far further ahead than in past years because they're given opportunities to be engaged and to have hands-on opportunities to be able to collaborate with others. And that's exactly what our vision is. What you saw when you came and talked to our students, we want future employers, we want them to be able to see the same thing. When our students go and interview for a job, we want those employers to be impressed, just like you were impressed when you came and met our students. So thank you very much.
You are quite welcome. And I must say that I will never forget the trip. I enjoyed it as much as I think they benefited. So I'm just saying. Well, Dirk, let me turn to you. You have the commencement ceremony happening quite soon, June 4th, I believe. Talk to me a little bit about the class of 2022 and the graduation ceremony you will soon conduct.
I was sharing with the staff this morning what a great group of students we have graduating this year. Just when you look back at their high school history starting in 2020, they went home for spring break and didn't come back until the next year and came back to e-learning and hybrid learning and mask. And then this year, just starting out with a mask, and they have really come through a really difficult time, full steam ahead and ready to move on to their next step in life, be it career or college. It's just a great class. It's a really strong class academically. One of the students in particular that I will talk about is Jacob Wall, is the valedictorian of the class. Jacob is accomplishing something that I've never seen anyone accomplish. He's going to IU. He actually was offered three of the most prestigious full-time scholarships. These are four-year scholarships, and he had to choose which one of the three that best fit him. I've never seen a student do that. And he chose the Jesse H. Beulah Chanley Cox Research Scholarship because that not only will pay for room, board, books, and everything else, but it also pays him to research within the area of his major. So exciting for that young man and for others that did really well in this class. I don't know at this time how many college credits were earned prior, you know, coming out of high school, but that's been a trend that we continued with this class, that students are starting their freshman year with enough credits to actually be, or enough hours to actually be sophomores in college. I had two former graduates come back to me this year and say, I finished in 3 years, and that's because of the opportunities that they take advantage of in high school.
This dual credit thing is just amazing, and I can't imagine anyone not taking advantage of it because you don't know what you're going to do in your future. But when you have that first year's worth of credits under your belt, you're just in beautiful position to go forward. And this is such a, I don't know, an exciting time of year, especially for students, and hopefully they are hopeful because there's so much potential staring them in the face that really it's there for the picking and the choosing if they're willing to work for it. Well, how many graduates do you anticipate having this year in the class?
Right around 190, give or take two or three.
Is that a average class, up, down? Where does that stand compared to past years?
It's up quite a bit from last year. I think last year we had 159, so it's up. And then we're going to continue this trend right now of having larger classes. I know the freshman class coming in is 240 students, which is the largest class that we've had since I've been here. So we're trending up right now.
It's a good sign, and we do wish each and every graduate the very best of success as they pursue what is next, as I put it.
Yes, and you know, I don't want to overemphasize the students that are getting scholarships and going on to college, but our students also have an excellent opportunity through our Hoosier Hills Career Center to start their, after they graduate, to start right away in a career. Some really great opportunities, and we have some really great students that attended Hoosier Hills this year and took advantage of that opportunity as well. So just top to bottom, it's just really a great group of kids.
Yeah, I would agree with the Career Center aspect of the offerings that you have because it allows students to graduate and hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Matt, one aspect of operating a school district centers on demographics and facility study information, because all of this data helps the school corporation make future decisions. It represents a data-driven approach to operational management, which, as a business-minded person, I do think that that is the way to go. You know, you can't manage what you don't measure, and a data-driven approach allows you to measure things. What can you share with our listeners in this regard?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've continued to try to do is to just put better information in front of us as we continue to plan and look forward to the future of RBB and the opportunities that we get to provide our students. We embarked on a journey of getting an updated enrollment study as well as a facility study. And so we partnered with the groups like Indiana Business Research Center, an architect firm called Lancer Plus BB, and a construction management firm called Skillman Corporation, which have helped us gain information about what our future enrollment will look like, what the needs are of our current facilities as far as anything from the building envelope, but so, you know, the stone veneer all the way to the mechanicals, to the carpet, to the paint, you name it, of looking at all the things that it takes to run and operate the school corporation. And so through those findings, we're getting reports that kind of give us a color-coded breakdown of where our needs lie and what some of our priorities look like over the next, you know, 5 to 15 years, so that we can start to plan out what it is that we want to tackle and where it is that we think we can make our biggest impact on improving student achievement and giving them just better quality facilities. One of the things that I was impressed with when I first got here to RBB was the already great condition of the facilities that we have. And one of the things that I've continued to tell different people around our school corporation is just how great of a position that we're in, that we have great facilities, but we're in a position to continue to take our facilities to the next level. And we're excited about taking hold of those and making those plans and making them actually hit the ground running. And so we'll have some more meetings here in the future to with Lancer Plus BB and all of their architects, engineers, and different people that have been a part of the project. They'll present those findings to the board and give us a more detailed version of what it is that they think and what it is that they found, so that we can take that data, make those plans, and execute. So we're really excited about that. And that's all coming together here really nicely. And we're just, we're truly excited just about the opportunities that we're able to provide our kids and what it looks like in the coming future.
Well, keep up the focus and the good work as an administrative team. That is what it takes. I have to say, this has been kind of a fun conversation. You know, we're at that time of year. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Yes, it was informational today, but it contained so much positivity because, after all, we're wrapping up a school year, and it's an exciting time for all involved. It's a fun time for graduates. And as I mentioned before, it's filled with hope and what's to come. Guys, I've enjoyed this show very much today, and I'd like to thank you for joining me here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. Just copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social platforms. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support. The locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of theflypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.